This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Me'ilah, tape number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klalim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, write us at Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952, or call 1-888-DAF-YOMI.
The guest here is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
The Tais Visyantiv brings the Pirush HaRambam, who explains why Masechta Me'ilah comes after Masechta Krisus and not before. He explains this is because Krisus is more chomer in that it discusses averus where one is chayev kares, while Me'ilah is more kal, in that if one is over on the Isser Me'ilah, he's only chayev a chaymish as well as a carbon, but he's not chayev karas. The Rashas says a different teretz. He says that krisus is first, since a carbon chatas, zedayne karas, v'shigagase chatas, that part, is mentioned first in the Torah. We should also mention that in the Sefer Teferis Yisrael, on Mishnayis Ovis, Perek Beis, at the end of Mishnah Dalet, the Achinu Bayaz mentions the following. He says that anyone who writes a sefer has a chiyuv to do a mahadura, a review, before he actually prints the sefer. Since we see the Gemara of Basra, Kufnun Zayin Amid Beis, we see that Rabashi did a mahadura before he finalized the text of the Shas. Then the Achinu Bayaz adds that Masechta Nedarim, Nazir, Erchin, Krisus, Tmura, Me'ilah, and Tamid, Ravashi didn't have as much time to edit these as he edited the other Masechtas. That's why the Lashinus of these Masechtas is not in the same signine, in the same style as the other Masechtas in Shas, and that's why these Masechtas are often a little bit harder to learn through. Finally, we should mention the Chida, who holds that although the Perish on the inside of these pages in this Masechta look like Perish Rashi, we're not sure that these are exactly the real Perish Rashi. And now let's begin with a background here, Masechta Me'ilah and Daf Beis. The Torah in Parshas Vayikra, Psukim Hei through Yudalad, discuss the Parsha of Me'ilah. If someone is Me'il Behektish, i.e. he uses something which belongs to Hektish for his own personal benefit, then he's over on the Isser of Me'ilah. An item of Hektish can be classified in one of two ways. Number one, Kotshe Mizbeach, and number two, Kotshe Bedek Habayis. Kotshe Mizbeach means that something was donated to the Beis HaMikdash to be consumed on the Mizbeach, i.e. a carbon. Bedek Habayis means that it's to be used for the continuous upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. If someone takes an item which will be nifkam, for example, food or clothing, whereby using it, it therefore becomes devalued, because if you eat a piece of cake, there is less of a full piece of cake now left, you've eaten part of it. So if he uses it and devalues it by at least the value of a shavapruta, and he has hana more than a shavapruta, then he must pay for the pagam and for the hana. And if it was done b'shaygig, he must pay a karen, a chaymish, which is an additional 1/5, and he must bring a carbon asham me'ilah. But if he takes a non-consumable item, for example, he just uses a cup and then puts it back, then he only must pay for the hana, not the pagam, because there's no devaluation in a cup, even if you use it. He also must pay a chaymish and bring the carbon. By kotshe mizbeach, there are three categories. Number one, kotshe kotshim, for example, a carbon oila. This is something which is totally consumed. The time frame here for me'ila is from the time of designation all the way until nasa behen mitzvasan, until it's fully burnt on the mizbeach, i.e. from inception till consumption. If one has hana, then he's ma'il behektish. Kotshe kotshim is something which is not totally consumed on the mizbeach, for example, a chatas or an asham. The possibility of me'ilah begins with the time of designation, but it only lasts until after the zrika. Since achar zrika, they become mutar lekahanim, so therefore there's no possibility of me'ilah. However, a murim, the insides, can have me'ilah till after the burning, since that's equal to an oila, you burn it. Finally, kachim kalim, there is no me'ilah at all, except the parts of the carbon which are burnt on the mizbech. But the possibility of me'ilah only begins after the zrika. This is the opposite of kachim kachim, and it lasts until the consumption of the mizbech. And the Mishnah says, Kotshe Kotshe, which is also referred to as Kotshe Hashem, which were shechted on the southern part of the Mizbeach, still there can be a possibility of Me'ilah. Really, it's supposed to be done in the northern part, in the Tzafon. We know, by the way, that there are four steps of Avoda for a carbon. Number one, Shechita. Number two, Kabbalah. Number three, Halacha. And number four, Zrika. Shechita, which is shechting of the animal, can be done even by a zar, someone who is not a kain. The other three, however, can only be done by a kain. The Kabbalah is when the blood is taken and put into a keli. The Halacha is when it's walked over to the Mizbeach. And the Zrika is when it actually gets sprinkled on the Mizbeach. The Mishnah says that not only if Shechita was done in Darim and Kabbalah was done B'tzafan, there will be Me'ilah, but even if the Shechita was done B'tzafan and the Kabbalah, which is the Morchashev of the Avodah, was done B'darim, there is still a possibility of Me'ilah. If Shechita was done by day, which is the proper time, but Zrika was done at night, which is the improper time, there will still be a Shaychas for Me'ilah. And vice versa, the Halacha applies as well. Or, if the Shechita was done with a Machshava to eat the Karban Chutz Lizmane, which is outside the proper time, and this is what we call pigel, or to be eaten chutz l'mekayme, outside of the proper place, there is a possibility here of me'ila. And Rabbi Yeshua said a klal, any animal which had a period of time where the meat became mutter for a kohanim to eat it, then there is no din of me'ila, and the meat is not called kachi Hashem. For example, after the zrika, it became mutter l'kohanim, and then it became tame. But if it was never permitted to kohanim at all, for example, it became pasul before the zrika, then there is a possibility of me'ila. And the Gemara says, even though the southern part of the Azara is not ro'i for shechita of kachi kachim, but tzafan is needed, it is kosher for the shechita of kachim kalim. The Gemara says that the shechita was done in the wrong place, and the animal became pasul, but by accident someone put it on the mizbeach anyways. Rabbi says, im olu yerdu. We have to take it off anyway. Since it isn't kaddish, it has to be removed. Rabbi Yosef says, im olu lo yerdu. Once it's up on the mizbeach, you're not allowed to take it down. So it would be able to be used on the mizbeach. Finally, in Mi'ila d'Araisa, there is a din of carbon and chaimish penalty. But a Mi'ila midrabanan, for example, if the carbon dies, there is no carbon or chaimish if someone was ma'il behektish. Daf Gimel. It's a machlekes if Mi'ila midrabanan is only by a carbon chatas or by other carbonus as well. If someone was mafrish something for hektish and it was lost and he took a different item and then found the first thing, then it's also midrabanan to get hana from number one. But there's also no Mi'ila, and there's not even a Me'ila midrabanan. If Milikas ha'oif, to the neck, was done in the wrong place, it's not called a nevela, i.e. where it can be metama, a person, or clothing, if a person swallows it. This is referred to as metama ad beis habliya. Finally, Rav Gidol HaMarav says that is rika or a shechita, where the machshava was to eat it chutz lezmane, which again, as we mentioned, is referred to as pigel. This passels the carbon, and if it's eaten, creates a chiyav of karis. But we said the chi of me'ila is chal by kachi kachim, but it also won't create a din of me'ila on a murim on kachim kalam. And in fact, even if the zrika was done, if someone eats it, there is still a chi of me'ila. Daf Dalet. If there was a double bad machshava, for example, chutz lezmanai and chutz lemkayme, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we look at the first machshava. So if the first machshava was chutz lezmanai, that it has a din of pigel, and if a person eats it, he's chayav karis. But Tacham disagreed and said there's no chi of karis, since he also had a machshava of chutz lemkayme, and that has no chi of karis. Finally, if there is a psul of pigel by kachi kachim, then there is a din of me'ila as well. Daf Hey. When the Mishnah says there was a shas heter l'kayhanim, and there's no me'ila, does it mean that there wasn't a psul by the shechita, or there has to be a kabbalas hadam, which is kosher, so then kala oimid lizarek kazarek dami, or does it have to be a zrika kosher? Chizkia says, just shechita is okay. But Rabbi Yechanan says, even the zrika must be kosher. And Rabbi Zeira says, it's in between Kabbalah v'kashrus. The Gemara says by a carbon chatas, if around the time of the zrika, the blood splattered on someone's beged, then it must be washed in the azara. This is called kibus. But if the chatas is pasul, then there is no halacha of kibus. And this halacha applies whether there is a shasa kosher or not. Finally, by kachi kachim, if the carbon is pigel, there is always a din of me'ila. And even if the Zrika had pigel, it still doesn't remove the halacha of Me'ila by kachi kachim, or Me'ila from the Emurim of kachim kalim. Dafav. There is some Neiser which has a din Me'ila, for example, if it was left past its time limit before the Zrika. And there is some Neiser which has no din of Me'ila. For example, if the Zrika was already done, the meat becomes mutter to the Kohanim, so then there's no Me'ila. Reb Shimon says there is some pigel where there is a din Me'ila. For example, it became pigel before Zrika, and the Kabbalah was done correctly, and some cases of pigel where there is no din me'ila. The Mishnah. Meat of kachi kachim, if it left the Azara before Zrika took place, so it is now Pusel due to Yaitse. If it was brought back to the Azara and Zrika was done, Rabbi Eliezer says that there can still be Me'ila, but there can't be a Chiyav of Tame, Neiser, or Pigel, since it's really Pusel. Rabbi Akiva says, there is no Me'ila since the Zrika was done properly. And now, since you had a Kasher Zrika, you can have Tame, Neiser, and Pigel. Regarding Emure Kachim Kalim, if they were Yaitse, they left the area of the Beis HaMikdash, and they left before the Zrika, Rabbi Eliezer says there's no Me'ila. Rabbi Akiva says, yes, there is a din of Me'ila. The Gemara. According to Rabbi Akiva, Zrika can only help by Yaitse if part of the meat left the Azara, i.e. the part that stayed in is Kasher, so it acts to keep the part outside kosher as well. But if all the meat left the Azara, then the Zrika is no good. Daf Zayin. If there was a machshava of pigel during the pouring of the leftover blood on the Mizbech, which is Hailech Le'ibud really, then it doesn't become meat of pigel. The next Mishnah. By Kodshe Kodshim, like a Chatas, when you do the Zrika, you get both a Chumra as well as a Kula. By Kodshim Kalim, it only creates a Chumra. By Kodshe Kodshim, before the Zrika, if someone has any Hana, then there is Mila. This is the Chumra. After Zrika, there is Me'ila regarding the Emurim, but not regarding the meat. That's the Kula. And Zrika will create Pigel, Neiser, and Tame by Emurim. By Kachim Kalim, however, before Zrika, there is no Din of Me'ila and no Pigel, Neiser, or Tame. But after the Zrika, then there is Me'ila. Gemara. Although by Kodshe Kodshim, after the Zrika, there is no Me'ila, but it's still Aser for the Kain to eat it. This marks the end of this parak. Parak Beis, Chatas Ha'if, Daf Ches, from the Mishnah. As background, the avodis that are done for a carbon chatas ha'if, which is a bird sin offering, are as follows. Number one, malika. This is when the kayan puts his thumbnail into the back of the bird's neck and cuts one of the simanim. Number two, the hazah, which is the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach. And number three, the mitzoy, which is pressing the bird against the wall of the mizbeach and squeezing out the remaining blood. After all three of these are done, the bird becomes mutter, and it can be eaten only by kahanim. And the Mishnah says, a chatas ha'if, a bird carbon, the din of me'ila can begin as soon as he is makdish it. Once they do malika, it becomes even more of a chumra. And if any of these people touch it, it becomes a problem. A posel, a tful yom, someone who went to the mikveh and needs harav shemesh, he needs for night to come along, or a mechusar kippurim, someone who needs a carbon in order to eat kachim. As soon as the sprinkling of the dam occurs, there can be a chiev for tameh, neiser, and pigel, and it will remove the possibility of me'ila. The Gemara. Pusel means that it can become a revi'i letuma, but it is not tame. This is like the Rabbanan, who say that a tful yayim who touches kachem becomes a shlishi letuma. Finally, even though after hazaz hadam there is no din of me'ila, karen chaymish asham and so on, but there is an iser to eat the meat. Daftas, the Mishnah. By the oilas ha'if, the possibility of me'ila begins after the oif was huktash. After the malika, it gets more kedusha. So if it's touched by a tful yayim, someone who needs harav shemesh, or a mechusar kippurim, this is before the carbon, then it becomes pasul. And me'ila exists until it's fully burnt. The parim and the se'irim, which are fully burnt, in the parhelim dover, have the same halacha. By an oila, the same halachas apply as well, but the skins have no me'ila. By the chatas and the asha, after the zrika, there is no more din of me'ila, since the meat becomes mutter for kaihanim to eat. And the same applies to the lechem haponim. The Gemara. If someone benefits from the pile of ashes on the Mizbeach, Rav says there is no Me'ila. Rabbi Yochanan says there is Me'ila. The Gemara says that a kol, a gacheles, however, has Me'ila, since it has some mamashas. But ashes, afer, is more of a kula, since it has no mamashas. If someone has anah from a carbon of the Mizbeach, the keren v'chaymish he pays is used for a different carbon for the Mizbeach, as in Adava. But if it's hana from a carbon sibor, the keren v'chemish goes for a nedava for a carbon sibor. Dafyud. The rule is that we are never mafrish money for karbanis if we know that the item will be lost. The next Mishnah. These are the items which are totally burnt on the mizbech. The kaimitz, which is the handful of the mincha, the levaina, which is the frankincense, the ketiris, which is the incense, minchas kehanim, minchas kayin mashiach, minchas nesachim, which is the accompaniment to the animal karbanis. And in these cases, the din of me'ila begins as soon as they're sanctified verbally. Once they're in a klei sharis, they become pasul, as soon as they're touched by a tful yayim or a mechusar kippurim, or if lina occurs. And there can be a chiyav for neiser, tameh, but not for pigel. Finally, the Mishnah says that pigel cannot apply if it itself is the matir. Gemara, if someone touches a carbon which is right to be offered at a time that he is tame, he's chayev misa. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak gimel, vlad chatas, the Mishnah. The vlad of a chatas and a tmura of a chatas, which is kadesh since it was swapped for a chatas, and a chatas where the owner died before the carbon was brought, and we know we hold ein kapara lemesim. In all these cases, we put the animal in a room to eventually die. Rashi says that the yarshim don't bring a chatas on behalf of the person who is nifter because we say ein kapara lemesim. The person who is dead does not require a kapara since their death has already created the kapara for them. Kuntras al-Daf brings the Gemara in Harius, Davavam and Aleph, who learns in the Pasuk kaper li amcha Yisrael asher padisa, that the Egla Arufa procedure, which is performed when an unidentified slain corpse is discovered, also for sinners of earlier generations, it creates that kapara. The Gemara proves from this that yesh kapara lemesim, that it is possible to atone for people who are nifter. The Mordechai, which is brought in the Beis Yosef, or Achayim Seif Simen Tafresh Chaf Aleph, brings this as a source for the minig of saying yisker on Yom Kippur and giving tztaka on behalf of someone who is nifter, who is related to you. Evidently, when Rashi here says, ein kapara lemesim, there is no atonement for someone who was nifter, he doesn't mean to deny the possibility of providing a kapara for the person who was nifter. He just means that a person who is nifter doesn't require atonement for his chatas-bearing sin, because such an avera is atoned for with death and requires no further atonement. But if a person wants to create some kind of a kapara through tefillah and yisker and tztaka and so on, that of course is mutter, and that of course has an effect. Finally, the Mishnah says that the age limit expired on a chatas, the 1 year, or it got lost and had a mum, once the owner switched it, that it also goes lamisa. L'chatchila, one cannot have hana, but, however, there is no me'ila. Daf Yud Aleph. If a nazir set aside money, he was mafresh money for the karbanas of his naziris, and he didn't specify which money goes for which karban, chatas the oiler of a shlamim, there is no heter for hana. But if he does it anyway, then there's no din of me'ila. If the nazir died before he brought his karbanas, if it was unspecified, then it goes l'nadava. That's halacha l'meishim sinai. But if it was specified, the money for a chatas goes into the Amamelach. For the oila, we bring it, and there is me'ila. For the shlamim, we bring it, but there is no me'ila. Kudras al-Daf brings Rashi, who says that even though the money, which was designated for the purpose of all three karbanas, one who uses part of the money now becomes exempt from the rules of me'ila, since he could attribute the used money to the shlamim money. The Rial Pandri finds difficulty with Rashi. He asks, why don't we apply the rule of Holchen Achar HaRaiv? If the source of an object is unknown, we look at the majority, and therefore attribute the used money to the Kodshe Kodshim Karbanas, since two out of the three of the Nazir Karbanas are Kodshe Kodshim, the Eil and the Chatas. The Mishnah HaMelech attempts to answer this, and he postulates that the principle of Holchen Achar HaRaiv only establishes whether the questionable item is Mutter or Aser. But it doesn't establish, einship doesn't establish punishment. For example, if there were two pieces of chalev and one of shuman in a bag, and one piece falls out, the rule of holchen achar harayv dictates that we must assume that the fat is chalev. However, if one eats that fat, the Mishnah Amalach argues that he is not subject to the penalty of malchus, even if he eats it b'mezid, or a carbon if he eats it b'shaygig. The Mishnah. Reb Shimon says the blood of a carbon, after shchita, there is no me'ila. But once the blood flows toward the kitzrein, then there is me'ila midrabanan. The Nechasim wines, as soon as they're hektish, there is me'ila. After pouring on the mizbeach, on the southwest corner, then there is no me'ila either. Gemara. Reb Meir and Reb Shimon hold there is a din of me'ila by the dam of a carbon. According to Rabbanan, there is not. Once the mitzvah was already done, there cannot be a din of me'ila. The Gemara says the west side of the mizbeach, between the kevesh, the ramp, and the mizbeach, there was a spot which was used once every 7 years by the Pirchei Kohuna, the young children, who used to empty out the wine which was stuck to it over all the years, that built up over the years. The next Mishnah. The ashes of the Mizbeach Hazav, which is in the Heichal, and the ashes of the Menorah, these ashes are supposed to be put with the ashes of the Trumas Hadeshen next to the Mizbeach Hachitzan. But if one has Hana, there is no Me'ila. But if one is Maktish, the Dishain, then Me'ila is possible. Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara. We learn that the ashes of the Menorah also have me'ila from the pasuk of Hadeshan. Hadeshan, the hay, adds the menorah. The next Mishnah. A turtle dove, tyrant, which isn't old enough to be a carbon, or a b'nei yayna, a pigeon, which is too old, there is no din of me'ila midaraisa. It's not roi. Reb Shimon says, tyrant has a din of me'ila, since eventually it will reach the proper age. Mashenkin, on the other side, we don't say that. The Gemara. Mechusar Zman, one of them which is too young, by a behema, is different than Mechusar Zman by a bird. His by a behema, a mum, can still have a possibility of me'ila. So too by Mechusar Zman. Masha'inkain, by a bird, that's not possible. Kachim, which die, midaraisa have no me'ila, but midarabanan, there is me'ila. Finally, dung and waste of kachim animals, hana'a is asar, but there is no me'ila. The next Mishnah. The milk of a kaidish animal, or the eggs of a bird carbon, do not have me'ila. But hana'a is asar. This is by kachim izbeach, which are not roy for a carbon. Masha'inkain, by kache berek habayis, which are roy, there is me'ila on eggs and milk. Daf Yud Gimel, the next Mishnah. Anything which is only suitable for the Mizbeach, but not suitable for Berek HaBayis, for the repairs, or vice versa, or something not suitable for either, there is still a din of Me'ila. For example, water in a well, which is Berek HaBayis, or dung, which is neither. By a field with a tree, one is mail on the Paris, which come later, since one is having Hana from Gidulei Hektish. A female animal, which had Kedushas Meiser, its baby cannot nurse from it, since the baby is a behemas chulin. This is like having hanas hektish. And workers who work with payers of hektish cannot eat from them either, because they would be having hana from hektish. Gemara. Since if one threshes legumes of chulin on a field of hektish, he's over a me'ila. And even though it's tolish, it's still me'ila, since the dust of the earth helps beans grow. The next Mishnah. A tree of chulin whose roots are growing in property of hektish, or vice versa, you can't have hana. But if you do, there is no din of hektish. A spring shared by hektish and chulin is osur from hana, but there is no hektish on it. But if the stream continues on, from that part on, hana is mutter. The keli used for nisach hamayim on sukkahs, the water in it, leinenin v'leimaylin. The aravis, before the mitzvah is done, is leinenin v'leimaylin. Gemara. If someone does the avoda of nisuch hamayim outside of the azara, he's chaya for shchutei chutz. The shear, by the way, for nisuch is 3 lugin. The next Mishnah. A nest at the top of a tree of hektish, we say leinenin v'leimaylin. If it's on top of the asherah tree, which is a tree of avoda zara, and it's asur ba'ana, you should knock it down with a stick. If someone is makdish his forest, all of it is called hektish, and it's asur ba'ana. Daf Yudalad, the Gemara. If Avodah Zarah broke by itself, Rabbi Yochanan says it's still Aser, since it's still Avodah Zarah. Reish Lakish says it's Mutter, since the Goy will be Mavatalot. Because the Goy will say, if it couldn't save itself from breaking, it's going to save me, it must not be a strong Avodah Zarah. Chicks on a hektish or on a sherah tree are always Mutter, since they're capable of flying away whenever they want to. But eggs in the tree are Aser Midr Abanan, since they need the tree in order to remain intact. The Mishnah. If the treasurer of the Mikdash bought trees from a forest of Chulin, to use the wood for beams of the Beis HaMikdash, the din of Me'ila only applies to the beams. Gemara. The leftover keteres at the end of the year was sold, and the workers were paid, the builders were paid with that money. Finally, the Berek HaBayis always used materials of chulin for building, since we have to make it simple. So if the materials were kaidish and the workers would want to sit down on it, they'd be mayel behektish. This marks the end of this parak. Parak Dalad, Kachem Izbeach, Daf Tezvav, the Mishnah. A person is chayev for me'ila if he has hana, which is worth at least the value of a shava pruta. If you have two different kachem izbeach with pachas mikishir, they can be mitzdarif to get to a shava pruta. And different kachem izbeach can be mitzdarif to get to a shir kezayis, to be chayev for pigal, neiser, and tame. And the same with the combination of kachem berek habayis. In fact, kachem izbeach can be mitzdarif with kachem berek habayis to get to a full shir. Gemara. If someone has hana from a chatas, which has a mum, so while it's alive, he's only over on Me'ila if he causes the value to go down. But when it dies, any hana is machayef him for Me'ila. The next Mishnah. There are 5 parts of a carbon oila which can be combined to be mitzdarif to make up a shir kezayis, to be machayef someone for pigal, noiser, tame, haktaras chutz, or to be mitzdarif to the shir of pruta needed to be machayef someone for Me'ila. Basar, meat, chelev, fat, soilus, flour, yayin, wine, shemen, oil. Silas, Yayin, and Shemin, by the way, are brought for the with the Mincha, which is brought with the Ayla. Finally, number 6, extra for Taida. Gemara. Rapuna says we don't just mean Ayla, but all Karbanas as well. Others say that we only referring to Ayla by these 5 that we talked about in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua says by all Karbanas, if we have leftover a Kazayas of meat or Chelev, then we can do the Zrika. but a half of a kazayas of each, we don't allow its starfus to do the zrika except by an oila. The next Mishnah. Truma includes Trumas Meiser, which is what the Levi gives to the Kain for Meiserisha, Trumas Meiser of Demai, Bikurim, and Chalab. Since these are all called Truma, they can all together be Mitzdarf. Gemara. Chala and Bikurim are also called Truma, since it's Mashmedis from the Psukim that we learn about them. The next Mishnah. All Nevelis are Mitzdarf to create a Kazayas, and Shrutzim as well. If someone eats from a Mitzdarfus of a Kazayas, he's Chayev Malkus. Daf Tezayin, the Gemara. Regarding Tuma, a Nevela of a Behema Tmea can be Mitzdarf with the Nevela of a Behema Toira. But regarding Nevela itself, you can't mix Tmea and Tohira, because we say Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Levi says, even these two can be Mitzdarf. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Isser of Eber Menachai applies not only to kosher animals, but to a treifa animal as well. Finally, when the Torah uses the Lashon of Achila, it teaches us that one is only Chayav if he eats the shear of at least a Kazayas. But if it's dead, the shear may be as little as an Adosha, a lentil.